This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. An aide in the administration of former U.S. President Donald Trump told the special House committee investigating the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol she was scared and nervous for what could happen ahead of the riot after conversations with Rudy Giuliani, the former president's personal lawyer. Cassidy Hutchinson told the panel Giuliani told her it was going to be a great day and we're going to the Capitol. But Hutchinson told the committee that White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows was concerned about the rally that preceded the attack.
He didn't look up from his phone and said something to the effect of, there's a lot going on, Cass, but I don't know, things might get real, real bad on January 6th.
She also described Meadows as unconcerned as security officials told him that people at Trump's rally had weapons, including people wearing armor and carrying automatic weapons. U.S. President Joe Biden has arrived in Spain for a NATO summit as the alliance's chief warns members have to do more to boost global security. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
NATO's Jens Stoltenberg says Russia's Ukraine invasion has fundamentally shifted the alliance's approach, and the meeting in Madrid will chart the path.
The blueprint for NATO in a more dangerous and unpredictable world.
Which requires more defense investments. Just 9 of NATO's 30 members meet the alliance's spending target. President Biden's aim is to make sure none waver in backing Ukraine.
Transatlantic unity has been and will continue to be the greatest strength in our response to Russia.
He's announced the U.S. is working to send more destroyers to a Spanish naval base as a way of boosting the alliance's security push. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. The NATO summit comes on the heels of the Group of Seven meeting, which formally concluded Tuesday in Germany. The 7 leading industrialized democracies pledged their support for Ukraine and said they would maintain sanctions against Russia as long as necessary and with the necessary intensity. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov Tuesday dismissed reports regarding a Russian missile attack on a shopping mall in the central city of Kremenchuk Monday. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says more than 1,000 civilians were shopping when the missile hit. Ukraine says at least 18 people were killed and dozens were injured. Lavrov told reporters that the Russian military had attacked a hangar storing U.S. and European weapons, causing an explosion that set fire to a nearby shopping mall that was empty at the time. Meanwhile, Radio Free Europe reports the city of Sloviansk in Ukraine's Donetsk region is preparing for a major offensive by Russian forces. Ukraine's territorial defense units are defending the city and nearby villages. Local residents have been urged to evacuate, but many refuse to leave the city despite Russian bombardments and increasingly difficult living conditions. As the world continues focusing on Russia's war on Ukraine, the World Wildlife Fund at the UN Oceans Conference cautions that climate-related issues are in danger of being overlooked. VOA Flashpoint host Steve Miller reports.
Speaking on the sidelines of the United Nations Ocean Conference being held in Lisbon, Portugal, WWF Director Marco Lambertini said that there is a risk the Russia-Ukraine war could divert attention from longer-term issues.
We can't allow this to happen, because if we do that, we will find ourselves in serious, serious troubles, even more than we are already.
A concern before the war, Lambertini says that food insecurity could lead to overfishing in some regions. The UN's Food and Agricultural Organization says that the number of overfished stocks has tripled globally during the past 50 years. Steve Miller, VOA News.
And the death toll from a human trafficking incident in the southeastern U.S. state of Texas rose to 50 on Tuesday. Authorities in San Antonio said at least 46 people were found dead at the scene late Monday after a city worker heard a cry for help from inside a tractor-trailer truck that had been left abandoned on a back road. Doctors at a local hospital Tuesday said at least 4 other people have since died. Authorities say the migrants were left inside a sweltering truck where there were no signs of water and no visible working air conditioning or ventilation. Repeating our top story, an aide in the administration of former U.S. President Donald Trump told the special House committee investigating the 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol she was scared and nervous for what could happen ahead of the riot. You can find more of this story on our website, voanews.com.